This is Amy Worth. It's my pleasure to call to order the meeting of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission for Wednesday, November 19th in 2014. First of all, I'd like to announce that this meeting, as are all of our meetings, are broadcast on the MTC website, and we welcome public comment on this meeting and all of our meetings. And if you'd like to make a comment, we have the blue speaker cards on the table near the window, as well as all the supporting materials for all the items that are before us today. We also have all those items on our website. And if you would please fill out a blue card, hand it to the secretary, then I will call your name as we get to that item. So first of all, I'd like to turn to our secretary and confirm that we do have a quorum.
Confirming quorum.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just have a few items for our chair's report today. First of all, I just wanted to report I had the real honor and pleasure of representing the commission at the ribbon cutting last week of the George Miller bike and pedestrian trail as part of the East Bay Regional Park District Greenways project. And you may recall that this was one of the Tiger grant applications that the Bay Area submitted several years ago, and we unanimously supported it and gave it a very high priority project. And through the kind of the unification of this commission in this region, we were able to successfully compete for that highly competitive grant. And it's a great partnership with the cities and the park district and the region, and it offered a really important element in adding to the Bay Trail, which has been a long time commitment of this commission. So it was a delight to honor a congressman who's given so much to our region. And as you know, we honored Congressman Miller last year in Washington, D.C., recognizing his commitment to transportation. So it was, and his many, of course, has been done many things for our region, but has been particularly helpful in Congress when we've had to bring in the real expertise to compete for federal dollars. So it was a very fitting way of recognizing him upon his retirement. Second of all, as you know, last month we learned of John Foran's passing, and we recognized him at our meeting. And I just wanted to say that I received a lovely note, as did Steve, from his widow, who was indeed very comforted and grateful and appreciative of our recognition of her husband. And as a matter of fact, Steve sent her a copy of our newsletter, which talked about him. And I think that was very, very touching for her to a wife who was married to a man who spent very much of his life devoted to serving the region and the state of California. Second of all, it's kind of poignant today. We have several poignant things. First of all, we have two commissioners who are going to be retiring and leaving us on to other ventures. And the first one is Commissioner Dodd. And unfortunately, Commissioner Dodd couldn't be here today, but I would like to ask to move the approval of his resolution, number 4161. And I have moved and a seconded from Commissioner Kinsey, and a made by Commissioner Kinsey and seconded by Commissioner Dodd. Commissioner Haggerty. And I know that we'll have another occasion to share our fondness and appreciation for Commissioner Dodd. But who was, as you know, a longtime member of the commission, chair of the commission, and also chair of the BATA Oversight Committee. So he was the one who shepherded us through completing the bridge and through many just great leadership. So you can see the resolution. I don't know if anybody wants to make any comments right now, or we're hopefully to get him back from Sacramento. And the idea is to keep in constant contact with him so he remembers his local roots. But he will be, as you all know and agree, greatly missed, and we're deeply appreciative. So let me just ask all in favor of resolution number 4161. I have no speaker card, so
aye.
I oppose. That motion carries unanimously, so we can pass that on to Commissioner Dodd. And then the second person is a resolution of appreciation for Commissioner Brzezinski, who will be retiring from the commission because he is also completing his final term as a member of the Los Gatos City Council and representing the Santa Clara City. So I would be very grateful, Commissioner Brzezinski, if you might join me at the podium, and I'd love to present this resolution to you on behalf of the commission.
And I'll even move approval
of it.
Yeah,
let's do that before. I know. We'll let you move. Yeah, you can vote on this. You don't have to put your head down. Commissioner Tissier.
Second.
And made by Commissioner Tissier and seconded by Vice Chair Cortese. Any further discussion? Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. So now, please come and join me at the podium. Well, Commissioner Brzezinski, I just wanted to say on behalf of the commission, what a delight it's been to get to know you and to be able to work with you on the commission. And I know my colleagues will want to share a few comments also. But I really would like to read the proclamation in appreciation. And I know this is the beginning of many proclamations you're going to be receiving in your community as well as the county for your great leadership. So it's well-deserved, and I'd love to say, in a resolution in appreciation for Joe Brzezinski upon his stepping down from the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. Whereas Commissioner Joe Brzezinski is stepping down from the Metropolitan Transportation Commission after 2 years of dedicated service representing the 15 cities of Santa Clara County, and whereas Joe served with distinction as a member of the MTC's Administration, Bay Area Toll Authority, Oversight and Programming and Allocations Committees. And whereas Joe is stepping away from elected office after 16 years on the Los Gatos Town Council, a period during which he was reelected to office three times, served three terms as mayor, and was named best council person by the Los Gatos Weekly Times for 2000 and 2001. Whereas Joe served since 2008 as a member of the Board of Directors of the Association of Bay Area Governments and also has served as both a member and chairman of the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority's Board of Directors, as both a board member and board president for the City's Association of Santa Clara County, and as a board member of the League of California Cities. And whereas Joe's long commitment to public service is further evidenced by his work as a founder and former commander of the Los Gatos Disaster Aid Response Team, and as a member of the Los Gatos Planning Commission, and as a member of the Board of Directors of the Los Gatos Community Foundation. Whereas Joe prepared himself for the rigors of life as an MTC commissioner by training and practicing as an educator and psychotherapist with his work as a high school teacher, honing his ability to handle unruly adolescents and his background as a licensed marriage and family therapist, providing a wellspring for the calm, measured, and reassuring manner in which he undertook all commission business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the commissioners and the staff of MTC thank Joe for his years of service to the agency and for the spirit of comedy and collaboration with which he works, and wish him and his family and coming grandchild many happy adventures in the future. So thank you, Joe, so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Jean. Thank you so much. I just want you to know it's not you, it's me. Okay. It's really been an extreme pleasure to work with the commission and the staff these last couple of years. As Amy mentioned, there have been a number of bodies I've been part of, but I don't think I've enjoyed or felt as satisfied in working with any other commissioner committee over the last 16 years as I have with MTC. The professionalism, the dedication that comes from the top down has been very, very gratifying. and I'm going to miss it. But there's a time for everything. And, you know, my wife and I have looked at our timing and where we are in our life right now. And it just has kind of the stars have all aligned. My last day on Las Gatas Council will be December 2nd, and I'll get the opportunity to see two new council members and probably a new focus and a new direction of travel for the council. And my wife's last day as a neonatal intensive care nurse at Kaiser Santa Clara will be December 3rd. So we kind of timed this thing out right, and I feel really good about the fact that our first grandchild is coming to us on December 18th. So so with that, I'm going to just again thank you all for the time I've been able to spend with you. I look forward to new adventures in my own life, but I will always stay attached to MTC. I will follow the directions that the agency moves in. I hope when we do move into the new San Francisco digs, I will be invited to the ribbon cutting, and we'll be very happy to see that come about. So, again, thank you for the opportunity, the experience, and the relationships we've developed in this period of time. And I wish the entire agency of MTC well into the future. Thank you.
It's a colleague of Commissioner Pruszynski in one manner or another now going back nearly 15 years. I just want to speak as one of the representatives, one of the other representatives of our county, is really a validator of your leadership over all those years. And some of those jobs we just heard about in that resolution, I think from an elected official standpoint, are the ultimate thankless jobs. In the Cities Association, I was proud of you when you were appointed here on behalf of the Cities Association, which, of course, is basically our mayor's conference in Santa Clara County. And I think we were back-to-back presidents there. And that's one of those jobs, or positions, I should say, where not only is there not a lot of recognition for the work you do, but there's a tremendous amount of work that you did there. And it was no surprise to me that body appointed you to this commission to represent the entire county. So congratulations on all your years of service on behalf of a fellow commissioner, but also a colleague from Santa Clara County.
Yes, Commissioner Liccardo.
I just also wanted to chime in and thank Joe. He had several tours of duty at the Valley Transportation Authority as well, and certainly as a former chair has left a great legacy for leadership. So I'm very grateful for the years I've had working with Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And I just would like to, again, echo all those comments of praise for you, and thank you. You know, it's always a challenge to come in midterm and hit the deck running, and you absolutely did. Of course, your tremendous knowledge of transportation from your leadership in Santa Clara was, you know, clearly evident, and the wonderful your presence on the commission and your county and city, the cities were so incredibly represented by you on the commission. So enjoy retirement, but please know that we will be thinking of fondly of you as you're enjoying the next stage of your life, and know that you have contributed so immensely, not only to the lives, the quality of lives of people of your town and county, but of the Bay Area. And thank you very, very much. It's been a delight. So thank you. Next item we have is somewhat more poignant, and I speak, and as I prepare to speak, as you recall, we learned recently of the sad passing of a beloved MTC employee, Tom Bryan. And as you can see from all the staff members today, this afternoon, who have come into the room today, wanted to express their very much deep love and appreciation for his leadership and his role as a very much beloved and valued member of the MTC family and staff. And today I wanted to request that our commission pause for a moment of silence in memory of Tom Bryan, who was the MTC's information technology employee who passed away very suddenly on November 9th from a heart attack at the young age of 58. And I know that the staff and commissioners are mourning, deeply the loss. And so I wanted to present a letter that we had sent to his widow, Susan Schnell, who's here today. And I so appreciate you coming. I know this is a very difficult time, but thank you for giving us the opportunity to thank and honor you and thank him and honor his memory. So if you'd be so kind, I'd love to join you at the podium to present this note. And then also I know that Steve might have some additional thoughts afterwards to share. And again, I'd like to come forward. Meet you and see you, and I'd love to read this note that we would like to present to you in appreciation and thanks. In appreciation for Susan Schnell in memory of Tom Bryan. The commissioners and staff of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and the Bay Area Toll Authority are deeply saddened by the loss of your husband, Tom Bryan, and wanted to document our action to commemorate Tom's contributions to the Bay Area transportation by adjourning the November 19, 2014 commission to honor his memory. Among other things, Tom developed the program and systems used by MTC's programming and allocation section to administer funds for the Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP, as it's affectionately called. He was a pillar of the MTC family with many close friends across all sections of the agency. It has been an honor and a privilege to work with a person of Tom's integrity, skill, and generosity of spirit. And his passing is a tremendous loss to our agency. So I hope that our appreciation and recognition of Tom's work at MTC can be a source of comfort in this time of great mourning for you and your family. So may I present that to you and just say with our greatest heartfelt sympathy, thank you very much to you, your family, and for your husband's amazing role in being part of the MTC family. And we extend our deepest condolences.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, just briefly, I do appreciate the commission pausing in its business for Tom. And I want to thank Alex publicly because she spoke at his memorial service. As you can see from the staff who are here, they don't come from one place in the building. They come from all over, and that's the kind of guy Tom was. That's sort of the job he had, was to get to know everybody, and he did. And I'll tell you, we're in a world of hurt moving into the new building without him. And we will miss him greatly, and sudden losses, I think, are always the most difficult, and this one was especially so. So we'll be thinking about him and his family for a good time to come, and hope they will join us like Commissioner Brzezinski when we move into the new home, because Tom's going to be moving there with us. So thank you again for taking this time in your agenda.
So thank you for adding those comments. Stephen, just please join me in a moment of silence before we proceed. Well, Susan, thank you again for joining us today. You honor us by your presence, and please look around the room to see the amazing faces of people that loved your husband so much and for his immense contribution. So thank you again for being here today. I'd like to note also, before we proceed, that our commission meeting in December will be again. The new date will be December 17th, and in order that it not interfere with the Air District meetings, the BADA Commission meetings will be held in the afternoon starting at 1:30 p.m. Okay, moving on. Also, we received fiscal year 2013-2014. For your information, we have a report of the Audit Committee. The Audit Committee, as you know, met last week and received the audit. I wanted to say what an excellent meeting it was. Our auditors, our independent auditors, were very helpful in terms of their thoughtful analysis and were very complimentary of our organization and how our funds were managed and accounted for. And in this world of transportation funding and all the various efforts we do, it's a very complex audit, if you can well imagine. So wanted to commend our chief financial officer and offer turn to Brian for any thoughts that you might want to add to just reporting out to the board as a whole following the meeting and approval of the audit committee.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the compliment. Don't usually get it very much when you're talking about audit stuff or accounting stuff. The audit committee meeting is very, very important to the transparency of financial reporting, not just in our world under GASB, but also in the public finance world as well. So it's a very important transaction. Virtually every document the audit committee presents gets a direct communication from the auditors. They also get all of the findings that result from the audit, anything that was questioned. There also is an opportunity for the auditors and the commission to address each other directly, just in case they don't want to talk with me in the room. That didn't happen. So, but I think from an audit standpoint, that does close off a financial year. The comments were relatively administrative in nature and things that some of them self-inflicted. Those won't be hard to fix. A couple of the others will take a little more work. But other than that, it comes out relatively clean. What you have is an unqualified opinion, which now they call, I think, unmodified or something. So we change that standard every time. But thank you. Be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Okay. Are there any questions? I know that the audit was distributed to everybody previously, so feel free to read it at your leisure. The audit committee, reviewed it thoroughly. And again, I want to thank the members of the audit committee for serving. And again, Brian, to you and your entire staff, thank you very much for excellent stewardship of the public resources. And I think that the audit affirmed exactly the excellence with which you've managed our resources. So great. Thank you so much. Now we'll move on to we do not have a report of the Policy Advisory Committee, so I'll turn to our Executive Director for your report, please.
Madam Chair, thank you, and it'll be brief because we've had sort of a brief month. You're meeting early because of Thanksgiving, so let me wish all of you a good one. I'll just mention three things in terms of events. The first, we had an election, in case some of you didn't notice. In Washington, although we've had a change in party control in the Senate, I don't think it's going to have a material difference on the reauthorization debate, unfortunately, because you need 60 votes to do legislative business there, and the Democrats didn't have 60, and the Republicans won't either. So I'm afraid we're probably looking at more short-term, tied me over kind of stuff. And remember, every time they do that now, they have to find some money somewhere to keep the funding level where it is, because the funding level is no longer supported by the gas tax receipts and hasn't been for some time. I'll also mention and congratulate those involved in both the San Francisco and Alameda campaigns. Between the two of them, they're going to generate over $9 billion in funding over the next couple of decades. Yeah, exactly. To be fair to Commissioner Haggerty, most of that's his.
Yeah.
But San Francisco, I think, has a measure coming on the ballot next time, so they're going to try to catch up. In terms of comings and goings, I wanted to mention on the second page, for those of you who aren't aware of the first one especially, Andre Boutros has announced his retirement from the California Transportation Commission, so that slot will come open. And as you know, that slot has a seat on our Toll Bridge Program Oversight Committee as well. So I'll be working with, I think, my fourth CTC director to go along with my eighth Caltrans director on the project that Commissioner Kinsey remembers so fondly. And also in Washington, the Transportation Research Board has seen the retirement of their longtime director, Bob Skinner, and they've just announced the selection of a new one, who is Neil Peterson, who was the longtime executive at the Maryland DOT. So he's an old hand in Washington and the environs, and I'm looking forward to working with him. And I'll mention it, even though it's not official yet, I think you're aware that Therese McMillan, one of our former deputies, has been nominated to be the FTA administrator. She had her hearing before the Senate Banking Committee, which went fine. And so now her nomination's on the Senate floor, and it will rise or fall with the level of cooperation that prevails in Washington. So if she's lucky, she and a whole lot of other administrators will get confirmed, and if she's not, she'll have to take her chances next year, I'm afraid. And finally, the map of the month, which is behind Commissioner Halstead, I think is worth just noting. It's color-coded to show designated places, and we classified them according to central cities, which are blue, inner suburbs, which are green, and then the outer suburbs, which are red. And what it's showing is the increase in the percentage terms in the amount of poverty in those areas over the last roughly decade. And what you can see is that the increase in poverty was highest in the outer suburbs, which is a little bit counterintuitive. And that's worth keeping track of here in our region as we try to grow our economy and provide residences for all kinds of incomes for people here in the Bay Area, that we're seeing poverty spread as we've seen other things spread in the region. And in terms of upcoming events, I think most of you have probably heard, and some of you, I believe, are speaking at least, at the opening for the BART Oakland Airport Connector, which is on Friday. Speaking of Commissioner Dodd, I think that was one of his first meetings, and he had a lot of fun with that project as it was moving through the pipeline. And then Brian and I and Andy will also be in New York trying to sell more bonds, and maybe we'll generate some savings that we could spend on better things than headquarters. So I will conclude my report on that note.
Thank you very much, Steve. Are there any other questions? Any questions of our executive director? Yes, Commissioner Liccardo.
Thank you. Steve, thank you. Just a quick question. Theresa McMillan, do we anticipate any particular challenges with her nomination?
No. It's just all about whether they'll approve nominations.
Okay. Always good to have somebody from the home team in that position, right?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Actually, for the first couple of years that she was the deputy administrator, we couldn't talk to her because they kept extending her ethics freeze.
Revolving.
It's actually been a little difficult to even try to take advantage of the relationship.
Right.
But I think it'll be better now.
That's great. Quick question about the chart. Obviously, it's very disconcerting. Any indication from the sources that you, from which you obtained this, that whether this was population that's becoming impoverished in place, or if this is in migration, or what ratio?
That's a good question. I'd like you to let me get back to you on that one.
Thank you.
Commissioner, if I could just take advantage of your question, because I plumb forgot to say something I wrote down in the memo, which is to congratulate you on your election as mayor, and congratulate Commissioner Dodd upon his election to the State Assembly. So the election had some effect on this agency as well and its board, and we have some comings and goings here too.
Thank you. And if, you know, just to follow up on your question, Commissioner Liccardo, if you're interested, the RAND Corporation did a very significant study and book on the suburbanization of poverty, which presents some implications to us in that they said one of the challenges is with the growing suburban poverty, the kind of infrastructure that exists in the urban areas to serve low-income individuals do not exist, and particularly things around transit, the availability of reliable, frequent transit. So these are issues that we certainly in the Bay Area are going to be continuing to grapple with. So thank you. Steve, thank you very much. I'd like to turn to the commissioners to see if there are any commissioner comments. Okay. Yes, yeah. Commissioner
Kinsey.
Just chatting
Steve here today. Actually, one point to the commission. You might recall earlier in the year I asked Steve about whether we could mount a more visible campaign or organize the interested parties around the gas tax at the federal level. and, you know, the common sense wisdom is so apparent, and it was recently reflected in the New York Times editorial, that here's an opportunity in a lame dunk Congress to try and add 12 cents to the gas tax and get it done. And so I just raise it again, when you see openings on both sides of the aisle and larger editorials, is there any national quarterback on this kind of that brings together AASHTO and AMPO and governors and editorial boards to say, come on, Congress, let's get this done? Is there anyone that really is trying to run a campaign, or does everyone know it's a great idea, but nobody thinks it'll ever fly?
I'm afraid it's more the latter than the former. And I think, to be candid about it, I think the focus of the action is not any longer in Washington. I think it's each individual state. I mean, the state of Michigan, their state Senate just voted to raise their gas tax by like 12 cents or something. And numerous other states have voted to either increase their excise taxes, swap their excise tax for a sales tax on gasoline, do something different. Even in this latest election, a couple of different states tightened up control of their trust funds so that they couldn't be used for non-transportation purposes. So it's almost as if once you get inside that beltway, you just lose your imagination, because the states face the same political peril, you would think, that members of Congress do. In fact, they've probably faced more because their districts aren't so rigged. But the fact is the states are moving ahead in many cases. And our state, as you know, just moved ahead with a very significant increase in transportation funding from cap and trade. So I think, honestly, we are more profitable enterprise will be to try to move the states, our state and others, ahead if Congress won't.
Thank you.
I guess on that local government, we're looking forward to seeing some of those cap and trade resources. So, okay, with that, would move to consent calendar. It moved by Commissioner Tissier, seconded by Vice Chair Cortese. Any further discussion? Any public comment? All in favor? Aye. Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Next, we'll move on to committee reports. I'd first like to turn to Commissioner Committee Chair Tissier for the report of the Administration Committee.
The Administration Committee met on November 12, 2014, and referred the following item to the Commission for its approval: MTC Resolution Number 4141 revised, which requests the approval of amendments to the fiscal year 14-15 overall work program to include $2.2 million in carryover federal planning funds from fiscal year 13-14 and two new federal grants totaling $1.7 million. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4141 revised.
There a second? Seconded by Commissioner Weiner. Any public comment?
One question, Madam Chair?
Oh, yes, of course. Commissioner Liccardo.
Thank you. Just a quick question. Steve, I can see that $1.7 million is clearly allocated based on the grant guidelines, but the $2.2 million, is that already allocated or is it to be decided?
It's already allocated. These are multi-year contracts generally where we have to carry the funding over from the first year to the second to the third.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor of Resolution Number 4141 revised? Aye. Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Okay. Moving on. The Programming Allocations Committee met on November 12, 2014. Three items are before you today for action. First one is MTC Resolution Number 3651 revised, places the quick claim deeds that MTC currently holds via an agreement with the Transbay Joint Powers Authority for properties located at 75 Natoma and 546 Howard Streets in San Francisco in a second priority position and makes the deeds available in a first position as collateral for a private loan that would provide funds for construction of the Transbay Terminal project. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 3651 revised. May I please have a second? That's moved by Commissioner, seconded by Commissioner Halstead. Is there any public comment on this? Any further discussion? Yes, Commissioner Liccardo.
Sorry to always be butting in. I certainly don't have any doubt or lack of confidence that this will be constructed, but is there any reversion or reverter to MTC for these properties? In other words, I know they're being used as collateral. If for some reason there's a halt.
I think they do revert to us after their collateral purpose is satisfied.
Good.
And ultimately, I think they're extinguished when the properties are sold. And we met with the staff from the authority just the other day. And, Alex, I'm looking to you just to remind me if you remember when those properties are due to be sold.
Well, this bridge loan is really meant to carry the Transbay Joint Powers Authority until they can access their TIFIA funds, and that is expected to occur in fall of 2015 based on the expected land sales. They have to sell a certain amount of land, as well as they have to have a full funding plan, which requires the community facilities district to be completed. So there's a few things before they can access their TIFIA funds.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Wiener.
And if I can add to that, my understanding is the reason why the eligibility for the TIFIA loan has been delayed is because the land sales were delayed due to the recession. I think just set everything back, and so they should have been sold by now. They'll be sold, I think, within a year.
Okay, great. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Any public comment? Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Second item, MTC Resolution Number 4160 approves the fiscal year 2014-2015 Productivity Improvement Program, PIP, with a focus on the performance requirements and related recommendations of the Transit Sustainability Project. May I please have a motion to approve Resolution Number 4160?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Aguirre. Seconded by Commissioner Pruszynski. Is there any public comment on this item? Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Third item for this is the MTC Resolution Numbers 3833 Revised and 4137 Revised programs and allocates $5.1 million for the EBART project towards the construction of the Pittsburgh Civic Center station and backfills a prior MTC STA commitment and programs $2.7 million towards the project reserve. May I please have a motion? It's moved by Commissioner Tissier, seconded by Vice Chair Cortese. Is there any public comment on this item? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Before we proceed to the Legislation Committee, I just wanted to take a moment and express on behalf of Contra Costa, the cities, the county, the CMA, the great appreciation to MTC staff for your leadership in helping bring together the funding for this important element of the EBART extension. So I particularly want to thank Alex Bockelman for her incredibly hard work in identifying funds, working together with all the funding partners to bring everyone to the table. And this is going to be such an important project, and I want to thank you very much for your help and leadership on that. It's deeply appreciated. I'd now like to turn to Chair of the Legislation Committee, Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Legislation Committee met on November 14, 2014, and referred the following items to the Commission for its approval: MTC Resolution 3931 revised, Policy Advisory Council appointment would allow Charles Kaufman, Harriet Wolf, and Shireen Malikafalzi, maybe, to fill vacancies in the senior and low-income categories on the Policy Advisory Council. I move approval to adopt the support of an MTC Resolution 3931 Revised Policy Advisory Council appointment.
Okay.
Second.
That's moved by Commissioner Haggerty, seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Yes. Okay. Great. Any public comment? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. And again, in a day of thank you, I just really wanted to thank our staff, Pam Glover, for her incredible work with the Citizens Advisory Policy Advisory Council. It's thank you very much. Now we have our final item. We have public comment. I would like to invite Andre Carpio to come forward, please.
This is a follow-up on a previous comment I made, and this is to ask you basically what's the deal about making a proposition for an engineering project, and I'm going to outline what I've in mind. And I have already talked about it in a city council of Aimeryville, and this is for the implementation of a system of transportation that is called Heliotram. In other words, this is a suspended vehicle that is powered strictly by the sun, by the solar panel. And this is to alleviate any other type of transportation that clutter the street, because there is a huge amount of resistance by the pedestrian and the bicycling of having more vehicle transportation on the street. It doesn't matter which one, if it's buses or regular rail tram. And so the solution with Heliotram is that these vehicles would be constructed in the lightweight, in the engineering line of the solar car, in which I have lots of experience. And these vehicles will travel at least 100 kilometers an hour, and with a consumption of about 100 watt per person, per 100 kilo. And this is a system that will save tremendous amount of energy, because with any other system in order to propel any other terrestrial vehicle, you will need another PG&E or energy power solution, in which with this system here, the solar panel here, that can be installed and also sponsored by people who want service by those, they would have to provide the electricity to propel those vehicles. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming today and for sharing your comments with us. That completing our public comment period, we will adjourn our meeting to the next meeting, which will be on Wednesday, December 18th at 1:35 p.m. So thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.